Hi, what was your inspiration for your books?
Oh, well, I think I get inspiration from all sorts of things. This one, The Witches of the Glass Castle, was I happened to stumble upon a stone with the word spangles on it, and it features highly in the story, and the rest unfolded from there.
And how do you decide on your characters, like their personalities and their names? Are they based on anybody?
No, none of them are based on anybody. They all just appear in my mind, and then I have to write their story, especially for this book again. It all sort of came from one character, which was Colt, the name of the character, and I wanted to write about a sort of hero who really didn't want to be a hero and really wanted to be evil and self-centred but couldn't quite pull it off and couldn't quite manage it.
And so Sean wanted to know why the male witches are not called warlocks.
Oh, I don't know. And somebody actually asked me that before, and I think that, and I know it's an inaccuracy, but I think I wanted them to be called witches. And
it's your books, isn't it? Have you got any other books planned in the series? How many?
Yes, for this series, I'm currently writing a sequel, and I'll see where it goes after that. I know that they have a lot more stories in them, these characters, so hopefully there'll be more.
James,
do you have a film deal or would you like one?
It's a tricky one because I'd love to see the characters and the story in film, but at the same time I wonder what I'd think of other people's perception of them, because of course they're going to have a completely different idea of what they look like. So yeah. I'd say yes, I would like one, but I haven't got one yet.
Okay. Have you always enjoyed writing?
Yeah, I think from a very young age I knew that I wanted to write, and I've always written stories and enjoyed that.
And if you could have a power from your book, what would it be?
A what?
If you could have a power from your book.
Oh, okay. I think I would like a tempestuous ability to control the elements.
Okay. Can I just butt in with one question?
Yeah.
Why was the button on fire? How did it disappear?
Well, I wanted to make it okay that all the character Blue can do is really make buttons, but I wanted to improve on that by adding to the buttons. So his power will come from buttons, basically.
That's a great power.